Welcome to the Behind the Brother podcast. It is day 36 in the Big Brother Australia house. And as we promised, this is our Monday podcast. You get three over the weekend. We are that dedicated to Big Brother at the moment. We're providing you with just hours and hours of footage. That much. Well, I just wanted to start off by saying that if there's a little bit of hissing or if we sound a little bit quiet, it's because we're having some trouble with our mixer and microphone configuration. Nothing appears to have changed since last week, but the computer just says no. Computer says no. So I apologize, and I'm trying to speak very loud today because I'm usually quite quiet.
Let's talk about the eviction first.
Okay.
Kyle should just stay on sick leave and I'll just keep Mike there. I think that's what's best.
Get rid of him. I'm happy without him. Mike did a fine job. Tried to be a little bit controversial, was a little bit cheesy at times. But I really enjoyed having him there. Get rid of Jackie O while they're at it, really. There's no need for two. She is nervous and like a plank.
Did you notice how, because we spoke about how Kyle and Jackie O just stand there stiff from all their Botox. Michael was more fluid, more casual. He didn't hold his microphone like a porn star.
No. He's been doing the show for 8 years now, so really, he knows how to do it. He'd be watching Gretel and whatnot. Although, mind you, on the topic of Gretel, he did make a dig at Gretel at one point. Can't remember it exactly, but he made this ha-ha dig, which I thought was a little evil, considering that they should have been best of friends. In my world, they were best of friends. So...
Yeah, but behind closed doors, I can imagine both of them, like, just clawing each other's eyes out.
Although Mike looks really... How old is Mike? Like, 30-something, maybe? I don't know. Maybe 40-something. He looks really old. All those nights doing up late. I think up late's going to rejuvenate him. I hope he doesn't go down the Kyle and Jackie O path and get too much Botox. But, I mean, I don't mind an old man. Well, he's not an old man. An older gentleman on my television screen. It's fine.
I think the older gentleman comment is a good segue into intruders.
Okay, we'll have to segue back to the eviction because I've got something to say about it then.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll just say it now. The KFC thing, giving Dixie KFC and Pepsi on the eviction show, completely out of line. Whoever came up with that needs to be killed. There's no reason why she needed to be given a bucket of KFC and Pepsi as soon as she leaves the house. Of course she's going to eat it. They made her out to look like this pig. And it's just hideous. And to all you idiots on the forums who made racist comments about that, had to go around deleting, you're just as bad as the rest of them.
I don't understand the whole fast food situation with Big Brother at the moment, because KFC is their principal sponsor.
I think you mean Chicken Treat.
Red Rooster, whatever. And then in the strategy room after Friday Night Live, Renee and Dixie had pizza. And then there's ads for McDonald's during the Daily Show anyway, so...
I think they're just signing on left, right, and centre. Do you want to advertise? Sure, we're desperate. Let's have it. Okay, segue. Sorry, my chair's rubbing against the table. Segue into older gentlemen. You had something to say?
Oh, I was just trying to get your thoughts on the intruders.
Right.
We'll start with... Cherry is completely forgettable.
Completely forgettable. This is my point about all of the intruders. What is their place in the house? To me, in an ideal world, housemates are selected because they are going to add something to the house. We were told during the week that the intruders were going to be selected at last moment because they wanted to see how the stories of the week panned out. Who are these characters? Terrence is old, who thinks he's young, really driving me up the wall at the moment. Well, I'm not as old as her. She's like 5 months older than you, idiot. Cherry, can't even pronounce his name right, so everyone thinks he's Sherry. And the other one, Rihanna, I guess she's got an interesting story, but she is blah-blahing on about how she lives in a fantasy world and how she wants a Prince Charming, all these Disney references. What are they there for? I don't understand.
I do completely agree. It's a bit of a mishmash that's gone haywire. Terrence, it was funny, he got invited into the combi van, and it was like... Oh, come in. It's like a combi party every time. Terrence replies, yes, that is cool. Thank you, dude.
Give us old fellows a chance.
It's awkward. Cherry. Who?
Cherry, yeah.
I haven't seen enough of him. And Rihanna, it's just like she likes to throw around her baby story too much.
Yep.
It was all it's the exact opposite end to what David was. David mentioned his cult thing once, and he didn't talk about it enough. Rihanna talks about her baby too much. It's like,
I had to move out when I was 17. It was a bit much. I understand you have a baby, but I'm sure there's other interesting aspects of you too.
It's like, so Rihanna, I really like your hair. It looks good dyed blonde. Oh, thanks. I started dyeing my hair blonde after I had my baby when I was 17. Rihanna, what would you like for dinner tonight? Oh, let's have chicken because my baby likes chicken. Did I mention I have a baby? I do. I have a baby. When I was 17, I had the baby. Yep. It likes chicken.
I agree. I just don't know what they're there for. Maybe there's something that they haven't shown in the video packages, but at the moment, they're just cookie cutter. Oh, mind you, Terrence old. I guess that's breaking the boundaries of Big Brother. Whereas the other two, they're just kind of bimbo-esque, has a good body, Sherry will stay for a few weeks. He'll eventually get kicked out, as all intruders do. And, you know, yeah. Anyway, on the topic of intruders, more about the actual intruder process. Once again, it's sad to say that they didn't do anything new. It was just, let's split you up and send the old intruder into Terry and the male into the female, blah, blah, blah. Why not spice it up? I really feel that there needs to be an intruder entrance where the intruder goes in, jumps into the bed. No one notices. I don't know. Big Brother can give them Valium or something and they'll just sleep through the night. Jumps in. The housemates wake up in the morning. There's someone new. Surprise. Or there's no all housemates to the lounge room. Just pop him through a door. Land him in a parachute. Just make it a bit more exciting. I just don't want to see them going in all the time and, oh my God, I'm so excited. 5 minutes later, oh my God, it's just, oh my God, you brought champagne? Oh my God. It's just, spice it up. It was good though. I will point out a good point. The intruder alert is gone. Well and truly buried. Good stuff.
They should have made use of that cool switching glass. Like, just have an intruder appear in the switching glass with no prior warning.
Yeah.
Or I thought it would be cool if they sort of came out in the house in the morning and Terrence was sort of like sitting on a floaty in the pool with a drink and be like, hello, dudes, let's have a party.
Baking scones in the kitchen.
Or they could have dressed Terrence up as a butler and brought him in and just said he's the butler for the house. It's part of the weekly task. I don't know, and try to snuck in some secret mission there or something like they usually do, but then the butler stays. I don't know.
See, exciting ideas. Like I said last podcast, hire us. We are prepared and dedicated to the cause.
I'm really disappointed that they've backflipped on the eviction process.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I was thinking about it, discussing it. I said to myself, I wonder if this was planned from the beginning. No, it definitely wasn't. We're just going to see Terry get evicted. We might see Nobby get evicted. I'm not sure about that. Terry's going to go. Bianca's going to go. Just all the ones who are having interesting kind of, you know, the new characters that the Australian Big Brother viewing audience isn't used to. They're just going to get evicted. What was wrong with this process? Yes, ratings may have been a little down. Who cares? I was still watching. A lot of people were still watching and enjoying it. And people were commenting just last week how good it is that the good characters are staying into the house. It's going to be completely ruined now. Who were the first people to go up? Bridget, Alice, who else was it? Terry, I think, got some points. Like, of course, they're the ones that the housemates don't want to live with, which is why we want them to be in the house. Or why we should want them to be in a house.
Yeah, you're right. Terry will be culled off first.
Then the intruders.
Then the intruders, yeah. Have you noticed that Terry and Terrence are just sticking together like glue already? Just as predicted.
Maybe that's Terrence's role to stick in there. But I said last podcast, I enjoyed Terry just kind of trying to fit in and attempting to, but not really managing it. I thought that was great. Now, I hope they don't segregate themselves and become this like two different tribes, because that would be really, really, really boring to watch. But hey, I don't know.
I just fear with this new system that Nobby will last a lot longer than... And I don't like Nobby.
That's a point I have. It was my top point. Why does everyone like Nobby? No one is voting to evict him. He is constantly being saved. I don't understand. He is annoying. He's immature. And he is just like a pot plant. He doesn't do anything. He says he strives on anger and conflict, but he's never kind of involved in it. He just makes smart-ass comments that just make you want to, I don't know, throw him against something. He's not... I hope the Australian public kick him out. He's the one that needs to go. He looks all controversial. Ooh, rah. No, out. Bye.
Totally agree, especially on that whole immaturity business. He cracks all these stupid jokes like, did you see him? Hey, Bridget, have you spurted water out of your mouth like this before? Please.
Yeah, when I was 5, I did. Enough.
If he likes to spend his nights putting water in his mouth and then squishing his cheeks together to spurt it out, then fine, just don't do it on the television screen, yeah. Please.
You're a waste of a housemate. Out now. This could be a good segue into my next point, which is, I feel, okay, this may be stereotype, I don't know, some people may find it derogatory, but it's not meant to be that way. All the male housemates are turning into homosexuals. Big statement, I know, but they are. Case in point is Ben and Rory. When Ben was having a little wambulance about how Travis got kicked out, Rory got got stuff squirted in his eye, I had to leave the house. Rory got extremely, extremely close to Ben and was kind of holding him, and there was an embrace, and I'm pretty sure there was some like undercuts of Days of Our Live music going on through the Daily Show. They were so close to kissing, I could feel it in my waters, and then it cut, and then he went outside and was talking to Nobby, and then they were kind of all hugging and being all manly and about to kiss, and they just all want to go at each other. I think what's happening is because they're not interested in any of the girls, they're not getting anything from any of the girls, they're just converging on themselves. They just really want each other. And then later on, Nobby was saying, you're my boys, you know, you're my boys. Like, okay, yep, mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're not just wishful thinking there?
Well, not really. I don't think Nobby's attractive, and I don't think Rory's attractive. Ben's a little bit attractive from some angles, so I don't really want to jump their bones. So I just feel that this could be an interesting series if something like this happens. I don't know. It could have been camera angles.
I wouldn't count on it, but wouldn't be funny if Terrence started following in that direction. Hello, yeah. Nobby. Let's have a naked party in the combi.
I want to sleep in the combi this evening, Nobby. Yes, it shall be fun. No, ew, he's... Ugh. No, but they're forming this little weird pact thing that I'm just not down with at all. P.S., this has just made me remember, back to Intruders. As soon as they went in, Ben starts sprouting all this chat about, but we're the original ones, we have to stick together, gathers all the housemates in the combi van, but we have to stick together, guys, we're the original ones, they're the intruders. Why are you ostracizing them so soon? I don't understand. Aren't they going to be new people to talk to, new conversation? You've been in there 36 days now. I'm sure you want a little bit more stimulation. Why aren't they feeding that?
Yeah, I don't hold Ben in any higher regard than Nobby. He tries to put on this charade of being this smart, intellectual, pseudo-law student, but he's just as immature as Nobby. He's the one that instigated the whole squirting shampoo in Travis's eye.
Yeah, I felt a bit better that he cried about it. I mean, you should have. He should have felt bad.
He should have been punished by Big Brother.
Yeah, but I think the whole thing was if he was punished, it would be Big Brother's too harsh, and Big Brother's trying to push off this charade that he's being nice this year. Like, although he's giving housemates strikes left, right, and centre, he's kind of joking with them, and I guess it was a joke. I mean, he didn't mean to squirt him in the eye. I'm sure he'd like, as much as they want him to be part of the boys, blah, blah. I don't know.
Okay, did you notice when Travis re-entered, the first thing he did was go and hug Nobby?
Further to my point of the homosexual housemate conversion.
No, that's not where I'm going with that. I'm trying to bring it back to the whole self-esteem thing we talked about last podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Because Nobby's been a dick to Travis most of the time, and Nobby was one of the ringleaders in this shampoo in the eye business. What? Why? Why, Travis? Why? Wake up.
He's desperate. I think he's just desperate for attention, or desperate to be liked, or I don't know. Maybe in his life he feels that he can easily communicate with girls or can easily get to know them and be their friends, whereas with the guys he's having trouble. I can just imagine he was the kid at school that hung out with all the girls and none of the guys. And for him to be accepted because they're in such a kind of condensed society in there, he is really thriving off that, but he needs to open his eyes and realize that they're actually joking about him and they don't particularly like him. I think they're liking him, like what Ben said at family dinner, they're liking him because they're being forced to like him. If they didn't like him, it would be awkward. They wouldn't want to feel awkward about not liking him, blah, blah, blah. They're all very friendly in the house, although they say, oh, this person I don't like the most, blah, blah, blah. They are being quite friendly, and there's been very few fights or they're fights that people get
but
over.
But why every year we see this boys club? Actually, I'm wrong. I was about to say we didn't see it in 2003, but we did see it in the Square House, and then it was worst in 2005, and I'm sure Tim Brunero's listening, and he can fully appreciate the Dean's Boys Club. Why? Every year?
It's because they put in cookie-cutter housemates that are straight, macho... Straight probably wasn't need to prefix there. Just macho... Guys club that need to have this kind of acceptance of guys having their own space or something like that. I don't know.
But this time they're all going to go homosexual, and according to your prediction.
According to my predictions, let's take bets.
New betting category on Lassiter's, which housemate will turn homosexual first? Travis. I mean, no one.
No, Travis has this weird thing about homosexuality where he thinks it's a definite choice. And no, it's not. It's not anything. Go and do some research, douchebag. There is lots of research to suggest it's genetic.
Okay, we're really going on a tangent total with this one. We bring gayness into every podcast now. But there was an interview in, I forget which magazine, with Travis's ex-girlfriend, where she goes... Oh, whenever people say that they think Travis is gay, his mum feels like she's failed as a mother. My God.
I had the same thoughts as you. I thought she meant she's failed as a mother because her son's gay. I think what is actually meant to have been taken from that is she feels she's failed as a mother because she can't do anything about it. People are going to think it because he's in the spotlight, he's on TV, blah, blah, blah. That was your phone this time. he's on the spotlight. You know, she feels like she's failed because she can't protect him and she can't do anything to say, no, he's not gay. Like, I think she might feel a little bit helpless about that. At least that's what I hope, because if a mother feels that she's failed as a mother because her son's gay, you got issues, lady.
Okay, we're blacklisting the gay topic, no more gay.
Gone. It's like...
It's over.
I've gotten written here, it's official, Nobby is a wanker.
We talked about that. I actually had on my notes here, Nobby equals douchebag.
Oh,
so see, I've already crossed it out.
Good stuff. I have a topic to talk about. Video packages aren't fun anymore. Video packages used to be the highlight of the eviction show. Here's your time in the house. You know, haha, great. There's some good music behind it. Now, they're boring as batshit.
I've never been a fan of the video packages at all, except when they bring their housemate out and show them some stuff that makes them squirm in their seat.
Maybe that's what I'm missing, because they don't get shown because this whole time lapse need to get the housemate from the house. They're not being shown it, and it's just a bit of a non-event. It was kind of like the first eviction when Saxon was evicted. It was nothing. It was like, blah. I like seeing how the housemate reacts to being seen on TV, because it's the first time they've ever seen themselves on TV. It's interesting, but it's just not there anymore.
I have a note here. Just a random thing I thought was funny in The Daily Show. Renee, when she started talking about Cherry, she sort of went hypersonic with her Ocker accent, and they had to subtitle her. Did you notice that?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what was with that. They've subtitled some really, really odd things in this series, and I found they must be having some trouble with their microphones, because there are points in The Daily Show, especially tonight, where every single housemate was talking at once, and some story was trying to be followed, but I couldn't understand a word because they were all at the same level. Each housemate is on a separate channel. Just hit mute on some of those channels and it will be fine. I could not follow about 15 minutes of the beginning of The Daily Show because everyone was talking at once.
And have you noticed they've started plugging stuff in those subtitles?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not subtitles, those tagger thingies.
Tag. Yeah.
Full uncensored argument tonight on Big Mouth.
Yeah. And, speaking of Big Mouth, actually, let's break there. There. Speaking of Big Mouth, Big Mouth is being marketed like Uncut now. It's not being marketed as a chat show, you know, it's not being marketed with Tim and whatever the other guy name is, Tony or something.
So basically no intelligent discussion, you just watch Big Mouth so that you can see Nobby's wee little knob wee.
Yeah. Oh, that's another joke that Mike made about Nobby's small penis. No, but it's just not being marketed as a chat show, which is what it is. It's being marketed as see the saucy bits we can't show you on The Daily Show. No, that's not the purpose of the show. Sure, it's getting the viewers, whatever. I watch that show because I want to hear people discussing it like we discuss it on this podcast.
For proper, intelligent discussion on Big Brother, the only choice is the Behind Big Brother podcast.
Yeah, I guess maybe...
And to make it a little more sexy, we sit here and record this naked.
Yeah, I'm not actually wearing a shirt at the moment. I'm just wearing a jumper and no shoes. There's a picture for you.
I'm the fool in the buff. It's cold.
Yep, it's mighty cold. Mighty cold. Okay, back to nominations. As in the not the ones that just happened, the one for the eviction when it was the new process. Dixie had. Oh no, wait. Which nomination process am I talking about? Oh, I just can't. No, yes, the first one. Yep. Anyway, back on topic. Dixie had 14 points. Bridget had 12 points, and Nobby had 7. If who was it? Dixie basically evicted herself. If she didn't vote for herself, the 2 points would have gone to Bridget. Well, they could have gone to Bridget or Nobby. Basically, Bridget would have been evicted. I would much rather have seen Bridget go. Mind you, towards the end, Dixie was getting really, really annoying, jumping around, sticking her tongue out. Like, you're not an animal. You're a human. And kind of just sashaying out of the house. She was a bit too excited for me. I think, this is another thing, all the housemates were drunk at the eviction. They were all off their heads. They were so pissed. Dixie, especially, jumping around crazy. Ben was kind of had his eyes rolling back into his head. And nominated Dixie because she farted a lot and he felt it was a violation of his health and safety. They were all very smashed.
Was that Ben trying to be smart there?
Yeah. He said flatulence, I think, as well.
Such a big word for such a young boy.
I think they were all pissed. And then when the intruders arrived, they had more booze and they just got riled up. I think Big Brother is feeding them alcohol. This could be something Today Tonight could grab onto and research. By research, I mean make up stories like I just did.
The new nominations.
It's not new.
Okay, nominations second generation.
Version 2.
Nominations version 2. I'm really pissed off that they changed it, but at least they're cutting it into The Daily Show good.
Yep.
I mean, what am I saying? The editing is satisfactory. It's just bang, bang, bang. You don't even see them entering and exiting the diary room, and that's what we need. Just get it over with.
Yep, but mute the Big Brother 2007 audio from the backgrounds of the nominations. Totally unnecessary. Next thing, they're going to be fading the lights.
Yeah, that whole tensive music. It doesn't matter because it's all supposed to be serious and you think some great revelation's going to be revealed and they're just sort of like, yeah, she annoys me. She said I needed a boob reduction.
It's just a bit Days of Our Lives. That's not what's going on in the house, mate. Like, in the diary room. So why do we need to hear it? I'd rather see actual reality, which is why I'm watching reality television. Not this constructed blah blah music to make me feel like I have some connection with something.
I'm really hoping that Kyle stays on sick leave. I mean, by that I mean he goes
catches influenza
and dies. I mean, no, he goes to Australian Idol, and stays there.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone thinks that he wasn't on the show because of his Australian Idol commitments, which I think is a little bit iffy. Yes, both with Network 10, blah, but. Put your dedication into one show or the other, mister.
But hey, I was driving home from the TAV today and Kyle and Jackie O were on the radio and he did not sound sick.
Oh, see, further dodginess in the Kyle and Jackie O camp. Just get rid of him and hire Mike. Mike would probably, I don't know, he would go crazy. His blog post about him getting the job for tonight was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. It's my lifelong dream. That's what I want to see. I want to see this energy. Kyle and Jackie O don't seem to have any energy on set. From the Botox, mostly.
Jackie O has energy, but it's pretty, plastic energy.
Yeah, it's...
Mike is pretty plastic. Well, that's a horrible way to put it, but at least he's a little more genuine about it. Like, and he has more natural energy on stage, whereas Kyle and Jackie O are just figureheads, really.
And Mike understands how the show works. He understands what it's like kind of being manipulated. I'm sure he hangs around those offices 24/7. I think he has a better insight into what hosting would be like. It would be like an ex-housemate hosting. They'd have the perfect insight and perfect questions to ask. So just maybe we should start a campaign. Keep
Mike. You know, if I was Mike, I would feel a bit conflicted because, sure, he's been given this great opportunity and he's always wanted to do it, but it's sort of like... Yeah, we're in the 8th year.
Yeah.
And our regular guy who just started this year is sick. Who are we going to get? We'll get Mike.
Yeah, it is a bit of a cop-out for him, especially that his role got cut down. I don't really like the guy all that much. Never really liked Up Late. But 8 years to get him on there. P.S., as a side note, Gretel was never sick. Never. The Big Brother UK host has hosted the show freaking pregnant. She had the baby like 2 days after the final show. There's no need for sickness on reality TV. It's like hospitality. You need to be there even if you are dying.
But we all know what Kyle's like with his little fat little tanties. I have a headache. Get me out of the house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kyle's been in the house. He knows how it works. I'm sorry.
He's been in the house twice. And every time it's been a tanty. And I'm sure he woke up and went, oh, I'm sick. Can't work today.
Sick. So sick. But I can sit in front of a radio microphone where no one can see me. Best place.
Anyway. No, the radio is not the best place for Kyle. I can think of many other places, but I won't say it.
A little bit defamatory.
Oh, yeah, he's threatened people on his show before. I'm sure he can threaten us.
P.S., if you want to listen to some great... I'm saying P.S. too much. If you want to listen to some great Kyle Jackie O bantering, look, go onto YouTube and look up Kyle Jackie O argument or something like that. It'll bring up a conversation with some Australian rock artist where Kyle went... I mean, Jackie O was at this festival.
It was Friends Will Rom.
Friends Will Rom, that's the one. Kyle, the lead singer of Friends Will Rom rips Kyle and Jackie O a new asshole, and it is absolutely hilarious. Hilarious. Great viewing.
This is a couple of years old now.
But I only listened to it recently, but it was good.
Okay, time to end the show. We're going off on some weird tangents here. So once again, thank you to our host Cove, who hosts us very well. I don't know how else to put it. Thank you for listening again. Also thanks to the radio guys who keep stealing our feed.
Yes, and getting automatic downloads. Oh well, this is going to download for like a good week now, so get signed up.
Okay, if you only listen to the last episode on iTunes, go back. We have an episode for day 34 and one for day 18.
Yes, so enjoy them. Sign up with iTunes by clicking the link or in your other podcast aggregator. And yes.
'Use this dead air at the end to talk about off-topic things. I'm really not happy about the McDonald's commercials for the Olympics.
No, completely unnecessary. Now, my boyfriend and I have taken a pact this year and we have not eaten McDonald's for the whole year because we had this time where we ate a lot of McDonald's. And those ads are deceiving and they're testing my power to stay away from McDonald's.
First of all, I find it's funny that for the Beijing Olympics, the official restaurant, is an American corporation. Second of all, this BS Europe burger, America roll. What makes the Europe burger a Europe burger? Because it has some pasta sauce and some cheese in it. Wow.
Parmesan cheese, shaved parmesan cheese. No, why did they bring in the Europe burger first? It's Beijing Olympics, goddammit.
I don't think there is a burger for China, or is it just like Asia burger?
Oh, it's like an Asia wrap or something. It's like those fillet wraps, but it's got some, I don't know, hoisin sauce in it or something. It's going to be a complete cop-out of the entire Chinese
culture. First of all, where in Asia is a traditional food a wrap? Don't tell me it has peanut sauce in it.
It probably does.
Satay
And why are they advertising?
Satay comes from Indonesia and nowhere else in Asia.
No, this is a complete cop out. Yes. No, just totally. It's just completely unnecessary. Plus, I think Chicken Treat Red Rooster would be very pissed that their official like sponsor of Big Brother is being taken away and being sold at the airspace is being sold out to another direct competitor. I'd be pissed.
Oh, we're getting back on topic now.
Ew. I don't have any more ads. Oh, no. That ad for the insurance, probably don't get it in the eastern states, but the insurance with the old guy who crashes into someone at the end who goes, these days, I'd probably just walk the 2 kilometres home. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
They're implying that older people are smarter and they'll go with the old people insurance.
Oh, right.
When really the rates are lower, but there's lots of hidden fees that old people can't read the fine print about.
Yeah. Just go to $3.95 a week.
I'm bleeping that.
No, I don't even have private health insurance.
You have connections that are employed by H.
Wasn't employed by H.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, bye.